Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Monday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 7th of June, 2021. We have all the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. The big three are teaming up. That's right, Apple, Google, and Microsoft are going to team up for what they're calling the Common Vision on extensions. And as you probably guessed, with extensions, this means browsers. Yes, they're all planning on working together. We'll see how long it lasts, though, to advance a common browser extension platform. It's actually called Web Extensions Community Group. And they plan to specify, standardize, and even coordinate around extension signing and delivery. Now, the group's charter, actually viewable now at GitHub.com, has now already got the first draft of the proposed specifications. Once all the companies agree that, yep, this is the way forward, they plan on inviting others. The first being, as you probably guessed, the folks over at Mozilla. Facebook has decided to open up their Messenger API, and this will be for Instagram. So did they really open it up when it's the same company? I'll let you decide on that one. We all know this past fall, they saw the company grant about 30 developers and 700 brands access to the API. But now, with the latest announcement, any developer who wants to start building for the platform can now access the tools needed. Basically, also by opening their API for Messenger, it's basically bringing all of Facebook's chat apps together. Not to mention also, it will see Facebook building on Instagram's shopping features, particularly for businesses out there on Instagram, where it's already been said that about 90% of Instagram followers, they at least follow one business on the platform. And finally, well, Fossil users, if you were hoping that the company's existing Wear OS watches were actually going to get an upgrade, well, according to the head honchos over there, yeah, that ain't going to happen. That's right, it's all been but confirmed that the company's existing Wear OS watches won't get upgraded to the new combined Wear software. That platform, of course, coming from Samsung and Google. No, apparently Fossil's going a different direction and is planning on a premium watch that they're saying will have the pretty major hardware upgrades, whatever the hell that means. And their existing line more than likely will be discounted as budget options. Yep, that's right. That premium watch you just bought that you thought was premium is now just a budget one. Aren't you just smiling about that on a Monday if you did? Now, as far as the Generation 6 Fossil watches that will be coming, according to CNET, we should see similar features, similar to watches from Google and Samsung. That including faster performance, longer battery life, new chips, and of course LTE cellular options. And there's a reason why you keep hearing the name Google being brought up so much in this news article. According to Fossil, all the software benefits that Google's talking about and launching with a unified platform is something they'll be building into as well. If you've got a story no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there. Of course, support the new show over there, too. Yes, we need your support so we can stay on the air. It is desperately needed. So if you love what we do here at the show, and in particular even the British Tech Network, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air and help the British Tech Network thrive. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, of course, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our community and join us at our Slack room today. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.